Evening, Miss Penny.
Hey, what's up? Hey, how you doing?
Oh, it's a little bit warmer today than it was yesterday.
Yes, it is. It is.
Beautiful.
And we got sunshine today. We didn't have no sun yesterday here in Virginia. It was, the sun was just hidden in the clouds.
All right, we're back. Hopefully we've got a connection with Miss Penny right now. Miss Penny?
I can't hear.
Okay, let's see. Miss Penny?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can. I'm going to step aside because we're a little bit behind here, and I know you have a lot to say, and we only have about maybe 40 minutes left. So I'm going to step aside, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Hey, how everybody's doing tonight? Today, I just want to talk about, it's time. You know, it's time for us to make changes. And the changes that you make gonna have to come within you. Nobody can make those changes but you. It seemed like nobody wants to change. Everybody wants to keep doing the same thing over and over. It's not like nobody wants to try to do better, step their game up another level. And that's what we talk about here on Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. It's about trying to encourage, motivate people to want to do better. And the conversations that we have don't always meant for the person that's listening. So that's why it's good to share, let your family and friends listen to these conversations, because it can help them. It might not help you. Like I say, this your girl, Miss Penny. Let's Talk About It, coming live from Studio W. You can listen to us on your iPad, your laptop, or your computer. But if you feel like you just don't want to listen on your computer or your laptop or your iPad, you can listen on your iPhone. You can download on your Apple Store, studio.w. You can go to, if you have an Android phone, go to your Play Store, Studio W. And you also can just say, Alexa, play Studio W. We have an internet that's also international. It's studiowbuzz.com. That's studiowbuzz.com. You can hear, if you want to listen to some old music, a show that we've done before, you can go to the website, studiowbuzz.com, and look at the top of the screen and click on the archive, and you can listen to some other shows. Or if you want to let some of your family or friends listen to the show later, you can give them the website and tell them to click on the archive. You can catch Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. We're on LinkedIn. We have a YouTube channel. Go and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Facebook, Let's Talk About It. Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, and iTunes. We're a little bit of everywhere. And if you go to the website, please subscribe and leave us a message letting us know how you're liking the shows. Now, let's talk about, it's time. When do you think is your time to make changes? We sit and we can make changes in our life to better our lives, to make things better for us. Everything that we did back in the past, you can't go back and change that. You cannot change things that have already happened. But you learn from those things. You can learn from them things. Even in your relationship, you can learn that person didn't like this. So let me make a change. You got to make that change within you. You can't worry about what other people think or other people, how other people feel, about the way you want to do things. You want to be better than I was last year. I want to be better than I was yesterday. I want to do things better than I did the day before yesterday. And changes always can come with the way you treat people. If I was mean yesterday, I don't want to be mean today. If I was unhappy yesterday, I don't want to be unhappy today. It's time. When is it going to be your time to do things different and become a better person? Because we don't have a lot of time on our hand, people. We could be here today and gone tomorrow, and you still thinking, before you leave this world, I shoulda, coulda, woulda. Every day I wake up, I want to be better than what I was yesterday. We can say that it's one thing that I know everybody always say. Everybody always say this about change. I want to make more money than I made on my last paycheck. More money than I made last year. Well, why not want to be a better person? Why not want to change your life for the best? Or for change the things the way you used to do things? And when the reason why I'm talking about this, because we got to make a change, people. We got to make a change. It is getting so bad to every day. It's got to be a change every day somebody's getting killed by a gun. And it's beginning to trigger down to our little bitty kids. When are you going to make a change to try to change the way things is going in this world and around surrounding you? We got to make a change. I know some of y'all say, well, what do we do? Speak. Help. It's do better with yourself. Make a change within you. And I know some of y'all said, Miss Penny, you sound a little mean now. You sound a little harsh. But my heart hurt because the 8-year-old got killed out playing with her friends. We gotta make changes. We don't know who we voting for or who we electing, who, what is going on? How do we change this? How do we change ourselves to get involved, to be a voice for the ones that can't speak for themselves? I can only change Miss Penny. And every day I wake up, I change for the better. I don't look back on nothing happened to me yesterday. If it did happen to me yesterday, I learned from it. I'm going to take what mistakes I made, whatever I did wrong yesterday, and do better today. I know some of y'all say, well, sometimes you just can't. When people do you wrong and people say nasty stuff to you, how do you get over that? I leave it right there where they said it at. I leave it right there where they did it at. You did it to me. Okay, thank you. Have a good day. And I'm done with it. Because I want to change for the better. I want good things to come my way. Happiness. Y'all catch up with me. Catch up with me. Time is not on our side. Those days that date don't wait for you. That date, and y'all know what date I'm talking about. That date waited for your parents, your mom to birth you and give you that date. But that other date is not going to wait for you. Pastor say, hey, pastor say, yes, we got to do better. But the thing about it is, you can't make others do better. What are you going to do better? That's the question I ask. What are you going to do better that you did, better than what you did yesterday, last year, a month ago? Because everybody just don't care no more. The caring just went out the window. We got to do better and help each other and be that voice for others. That little baby was out enjoying her life, enjoying her, and she got shot a couple days before her birthday. And I'm not dwelling on only her, but it's other family members, families that's going through this. It got to be some changes. Who are we going to get to make some changes? We can talk the talk, but are we walking the walk and talking the talk too? I can tell you, but I think it's Missouri that's the show me state. And I'm behind them 100%. Show me better than you tell me what you're going to do. If you say you're going to do it, then do it. But we got to make some changes. Yes, these killings is getting sick. People are getting sick of it. I work hard for everything that I have. So do I want somebody shooting it up? Do I want somebody taking it from me? No. It's time to make some changes. Excuse me. And I know that it's hard for a lot of us. You may say, well, I do want to make changes. Where do I start at? The first place you start making changes is yourself. The first person that can see that you're making changes is you. And it's not only, you know, when you in a relationship and you want this relationship to continue to get to the 20, 30 year mark. You want this relationship. So what you have to do is sit down and have a conversation. What can we change to make things better? What in our life that we're doing so bad that we can't make it? The love is there. Even with your family, even with your friends, what can you do to make things better in your relationship, in your life, in their life? Change has to come. And y'all know Miss Penny, I always have a story. Y'all know I always have a story. Things that I look in the mirror and I, you may say, oh, Miss Penny, you crazy talking to yourself, but I talk through my changes. I see the things that I've done. I see the mistakes that I've made. I see the bumps in the road. And then I say to myself in that mirror, what could you have done better? What could you have done different? That you wouldn't have got the outcome that you got. And that's what a lot of people don't, they make that mistake. They don't look at the mistakes that they're made. They look at everybody else wrong. They look at everybody else bad. They look at everybody else drama, but they never look at what's going on with them. What mistakes did they make? What wrongness did they do to somebody? What words, bad words did you speak over somebody? Eat it up and change it. Eat it up and say, I'm not doing that anymore. If I can't speak nicely about someone, if I can't help them with what is going on in their life, then I'm not going to speak on it. I'm not going to speak on it. Every time we hear something bad going on with the neighbor, oh, he beat her up last night, we keep that going. That can be a change. I'm not doing that no more. Somebody's coming knock on your door, girl, did you see what happened yesterday, last night? The police was okay. No. Stop it at the front door. Make changes in your life, the way you do things, the way you speak about things, the way you want to better yourself, get an education. Do things different. It's time for change. And don't mess around and wait too late to try to change. Pastor say, you're so right. My son says, if you can't say anything good, don't say anything. Say nothing. Yes. If you can't say, y'all know I always have a story. I hear people talk about people. And they'll say like, well, you know, they got to go to court, or, you know, they so-and-so pregnant, or, you know, they getting a divorce. If you can't help them pay that lawyer, you're not going to help her pay for that baby, buy the milk, pampers, diapers, clothes, food. So why waste your breath and your energy speaking about it? Why speak about negative of people? If you can't help me, then why talk about me? Pull the knives out of people's back that you have stabbed them with. And say, I am going to change. It's time for change. It's people out here every day suffering because they sick. Their health is bad. They can't pay their bills. If you can't help them, then why speak on it? Make a change and say, I'm going to help somebody. If you don't do nothing, y'all know I don't try to make nobody religious. I don't try to make nobody religious. But if you could just only pray for them, that'll be good enough. And I didn't mean, I'm not saying P-R-E-Y, pray on them. I'm saying P-R-A-Y, pray for them. I chose to make a change in my life. I'm asking you, are you willing to, are you ready for change in your life? Are you ready for change? Because there's enough. We got too much hate, animosity, just mean people. Just, it's out here. People just hating people for no reason. And I guarantee you, if you really talk to them and ask them, why do you hate that person? It's so petty. They'll turn around and say, I don't know. I don't know. Because it's just that bad. And it's probably something that they don't even realize you don't hate, you don't like them for. All the people that I thought that mistreated me, that's in the past. And they saw I'm out here still don't like me. But you're not going to change me. I'm still going to be that good person. I'm going to be that person that I do better. I can do better. I can say that it don't matter. I have enough things in my life to worry about than to worry about the little bitty things. But it's, I made the change. When are you gonna change? Are you ready to change? That's the question. Are you ready to change? And you may not believe this, but it's people that's sick. And in pain every day, but they still can find that moment and that time to be mean. They can find that minute or that hour just to talk negative and bad about somebody. It's too many other things out here to worry about. Make the change while you got a chance. It's not that hard. Cause it is, this is how bad it's getting. You literally have mothers and daughters that don't get along. Fathers and sons don't get along. Sisters and brothers don't get along. It has gotten that bad. Be that sister or that mother or that father or that daughter and make change. Change the way how you're feeling about your loved ones. Cause they can be here today and be gone tomorrow. We don't know when death may knock on our door. So are you ready? Because you know you've changed. I've changed. I've done the things I needed to do to be a better person. I've done everything that I can to help people when I know that they need help. I don't portray to be an angel, and I'm not, don't let nobody, don't go say Miss Penny, say she perfect, Miss Penny don't do no wrong. Don't say Miss Penny said that, because Miss Penny didn't say that. What I'm saying is, that when I do make a mistake or I do think about it or someone come and tell me that I was mean to them, I am woman enough to say I'm sorry. I am that person that has made the change, so it don't faze me that I may have to apologize. Because sometimes I say things that I don't mean to be mean, but somebody else, you can't assume that you didn't hurt somebody's feeling. You cannot assume that. Cause everybody we all not going to be healthy all our lives. We're not. And the very people that you may be shooting up their houses or shooting up their family members, or stealing from them, or mistreating them, maybe the very person that have to help you. Bring you a cold glass of water. Rub your head. May have to rub your feet. May have to pick you up and take you to the hospital. So it's time to make some changes. It really is. It's time. When are you ready to make change? Are you ready to make change? Cause it's not easy. I know that a story was told to me about a young man that was very, very nasty to his mom. But before he left this world, he asked God to forgive him for the way he treated his mom. He asked. Even though he waited to the last minute, he wanted to make that change and to get that forgiveness. It's time. I don't know what we're gonna do, how we gonna do it, but we gotta make some changes, people. We really do. We got to make some changes. All our young men are going to jail. Young men and women, our younger generation, not saying they're the only ones, don't get me wrong, but they have not even lived the life. They have not even been out here long enough to, some of them, not even to make, to have kids. And may never have kids. But we gotta make some changes to save them. We got to save our young people. This is a hot, sizzling conversation. This is a conversation that you could have around your, sitting around eating dinner at the table and ask the family members or friends that's at the table, are you ready for change? Is it your time to change? Make some changes. This is a conversation that some of you parents out there or friends that's listening, share this video with your family and friends, because they may want to ask their kids or their family members, are you ready for change? I'm not saying all changes is going to work. It's not. All of them are not going to work, because you may change and people may not want to accept you because you change. But if it works for you, don't worry about it if it don't work for somebody else. Because some people like to see you in pain. Some people like to see you get in trouble. Some people like for you to be disrespectful. Some people like for you to do bad. Some people really do like that. They enjoy watching you suffer. But long as you're happy and you're content with your change. Everybody has to change sooner or later. You gotta want to change. You can't go around being angry and mad and hateful for the rest of your life. Some people may be listening and say, yes, they can. But you don't want to. It's like, to me, when you come, have you worked with someone that, or been around someone that no matter what happened, they always happy. They always making jokes, cracking jokes. They always joy. And you be want some of that juice that they drink. That joy juice. You want some of it. Because you know that nothing bothers them. They are the happiest people that you can meet. Nothing worries them. Nothing bothers them. So when you're like that, you want to make it, kind of put it as a domino effect to pass it on to others. They're always happy. I work with a lady like that. She used to always be happy. Always come to work. Didn't matter what we had to do. She always had a smile on her face. I don't know how she was when she went home, but she always made everybody happy. Always made, put a smile on your face. If you came to work and you weren't feeling good, she'll think of something to tell you to get you to smile. But right now, we have so many angry, mad people. They're like, they just some down into their bones, they so angry. For what? I don't think half of them know why they're angry or why they're upset. It is time to change, people. And it is time for change in this world. You never cut the news on and see anything. First thing come on in the morning on the news, it's about somebody getting killed, somebody getting robbed, somebody getting shot, somebody getting, it's never, rarely do you start, they start the news off with joy. They say that to the last of the news. At the end of the news, you may hear, just like, for example, y'all know I always have a story. Today, they had on the news about this young lady, young black teacher, won Teacher of the Year in Richmond, Virginia. I thought that was so excited, and she was young and she was teaching high school kids. But we didn't get to see it. You had to watch the whole news just to hear that joy, hear that happiness. And don't get me wrong. I was just telling y'all what color she was. She could have been white, but I just thought it was so, and she was a very young teacher. But we gotta wait for it because there's so much anger, animosity, hate at the beginning of the news. Most people cut the news off. They don't finish watching it. Because they don't get to hear the good things that people out here doing. They don't. This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it with this hot, sizzling conversation. We coming live from Studio W. If you want to listen to us on your phone, if you have an iPhone, go to your Apple Store and download the app Studio.W. If you got an Android, go to your Play Store and download the app Studio W. And if you want to, you can just kick back with a good old cold glass of water and say, Alexis, play Studio W. Our website is international. It's StudioWBuzz.com. That's StudioWBuzz.com. And if you go to the website, please subscribe. Leave a comment. Let us know how you're liking the shows. We on this radio station, we have comedy. We have other talk shows, good music, gospel music. We have church. It's a lot going on this radio station. Tune in. Tell your friends and family about us. Share with them. And if you go to the website, if you want to share later on what you heard or you want to go back and listen to some good music, go to the website, studiowbuzz.com, and look at the top of the screen and go to the archive. And you can go and listen to whatever you would like to listen to. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. We're on Studio W Monday, Wednesday, Sunday at 5 Eastern time, 5 p.m. Eastern time. You also can go to check us out on LinkedIn. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, and Spotify and iTunes. You can hear us a little bit of everywhere. Now, let's get back to this hot, sizzling conversation. This conversation may not help you, but it can help a friend or family. So share this video with your friends and family. Now, I asked the question, are you ready for change? Are you ready to change? Because, like I said earlier, can't nobody change you but you. You gotta want to change. Sometimes we'll say, well, I'm ready. I'm ready to do things different. But you may fall back a little bit. You may begin to change, and then you may take two more steps back, but it's okay. It's not how we fall back. It's how we come back. It's not how we fall down. It's how we get up, dust ourselves off, and do things different and do things better. Pastor say, yes, I'm ready for a change to help myself and others. Yes. And that is good. Because the person, do you know that your change, say for example, y'all know I always have a story. Say for example, if you and your significant other is mad at each other or y'all may be separated. If you make feel like you want to make change and you pick up that phone and call him, call them, or you go in a room and have a conversation, you talk to them, and they be like, wow, if she could change, I could change. If he could change, I could change. They're just like your friend or your family member that you won't talk to or you don't speak to. You call them, you start treating them nice. They be like, what's come over her? What's come over him? It be, all of a sudden it be like a domino effect. They start changing the way they treated you or the way they talk to you or the way they act towards you. You be like, this is good. I like this. I have been angry at people. And I have a conversation to myself about what took place. And then I make change within myself. And I go speak to that person to let them know I'm not mad. I'm not upset. It just took me some time to marinate what had happened. And we keep marinating what is going on in the world. We keep marinating, but we still not getting any results. We're not getting any change. We're not, nobody's trying to change things. We trying to wonder, we keep wondering why is this happening? What is really going on? It is getting worse. Can please tell me that I'm not the only one that sees things is not getting better. So it's time we need change. I don't know who we need to talk to or who we need, but let's get some change. You're not taking over our streets. You're not shooting up our homes. You're not doing it no more. We're not going to take this. We need change. And if you see somebody out there begging, give them a piece of bread. Don't go talk about them. If you see somebody need help, help them. It's you that have to change. Stop talking about people. Stop gossiping about people. Stop putting people down. You gotta make that change. Can't nobody make that change for you. I'm not talking bad about people. I'm not gonna mistreat people. I'm gonna treat people the way that I would like to be treated. And you know the thing that can really get to me, is when people mistreat the people that really care and love them. And you wanna change them. You want them to change, but they're not gonna change. They gotta wanna change. They gotta want it just like you want it. It's time for change. Cause your time is, you may not have tomorrow. I know some of y'all probably said, well, I'll change maybe tomorrow. I'll change tomorrow. I'll do things different tomorrow. I'll speak to people tomorrow. I'll forgive them tomorrow. What is wrong with right now? What is wrong with today? Tomorrow is not promised to us. We got to get some change. Every bump that I've hit in the road made me a better person. It made me realize that I can do better. It made me realize that this bump is not going to stop me from succeeding and being successful and getting what I want. We got to change. We got to do some changing. And some people, it's going to be hard because they used to talking bad about people. They used to putting people down. They used to gossiping. They used to carrying the torch around the neighborhood of what's the bad things are going on in the neighborhood. It's going to be hard, but you can do it. You can do it. Put your heart to it and say, I am going to change. For all the listeners that's listening, say to yourself, send up the message. I am going to change. I am ready for change. I'm not going to wait till it's too late to change. This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it. But you know what? I forgot not to get off our hot sizzling conversation. We have listeners all over the globe. Please let me know how your weather is going, was today. I know we getting some rain and a little snow mixed, and it's cold. So let me know how your weather is where you at. I didn't speak on it because I wanted to get this message out about change. But just let me know how your weather is, where you're at. It's cold here. I can hear the rain and the ice hitting the roof. But I just want to see some changes. I see them in myself. And I know a lot of people that listen to this show can say, Penny, Miss Penny, I see change in you. I really do. Cause I'm not going to say I was perfect. I would never say I'm a perfect person. Never. I would not say that I've never done wrong. I would not say that I've never been mean. I would not say that I've never talked about anybody. I would never say that, but I can say truthfully that I made change. I made the change in me. Pastor say it's rain tonight in Phenix City, Alabama. Is it cold, Pastor? But I made change. I wanted to better myself. And that's the way you can look at it. And even on your job. She said, no, it's not cold. Even on your, with your job. If you want to get promoted, make the change. So your supervisor or who's in charge can see the change in you. They can see the growth in you. Where you have went from this angry worker to this happy worker doing extra, not being having to be told what to do. You show them. This is the change in me. They'll walk up to you. Have you ever had a supervisor or even a school teacher tell you that, I see a difference in you. You've changed. You're doing a great job. That's what you want to hear. You want people to see your light shine. You want people to see the difference. That change in you. But it don't matter. If they don't see it, it's okay. It is okay if they don't see that change. It is okay. Long as you know in your heart and you know that you've changed, don't worry about what anybody else say. Long as you know. And we don't have a lot of time. Time is not on our side with this changing. It's not. You can sit there and say, I'm going to change soon or maybe tomorrow. No, we got to do it today. It's time for change. And some changes you're going to make in your life going to be hard work. You got to work to keep it up or to get started with the change. But that's okay. That is okay. But you got to want to do it. You got to want to put the work in. And be mindful of the people that you dealing with when you making your change. Because guess what? Those people may not want to be your friend no more. Those people may not, in your family, may not want to deal with you. Because they may not like the change. They may not want to see you change. So be mindful of the people that you are with, around, surround yourself with, because they may not want you to change. They may like that bad person. They may like that person that go to jail. They may like that person that rob people's house. They may like that disrespectful person. They may like that person that talk mess and treat people bad. They may like that. So they may not want you to change. Hello, I'm telling you. Listen to me now. And then a lot of people are going to still hang that over your head. 10 years from now, they'll bring up, oh, you used to do this, you used to do that. I cut them off. When people tell me the things that I used to do 30 and 40 years ago, I don't want to hear it. Because that's not me. Well, this your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it. We have to cut the show a little short for tonight because we got some other things going on. But please share this video with your family and friends. And ask your family and friends, are you ready to make some changes? Are you ready for change? Ask them. And if nobody told you that they love you, remember Miss Penny loves everybody. And y'all have a blessed night.
All right, Miss Penny, thank you so much. Powerful. I'm sorry that you had to cut this short. I got to share this with you real quick. You almost caused me to burn up my sandwich. I was listening to your show. No, and I was toasting the sandwich in the oven, and I said, "Oh my goodness!" And I started smelling something. But I'm good right now. But you have an amazing, amazing show. And say hello to one of your newest fans. That's Mike Ward out there in Southern California, San Bernardino. He's a former investigator for the Sheriff's Department out there, the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department. He loves your show. I had no idea.
Wow.
But he will be on shortly in just a few minutes, okay? So tune in. It's going to be one of the most important shows of the 23, folks, 2023. We're going to talk about situational awareness. Ms. Penny, you touched on this tonight, too. Safety, not only during the holidays, but throughout the year. Oh, my goodness. We can have a great year, folks, but we've got to be vigilant. Folks, Ms. Penny, I'm sorry I got to run, but tune in and please share this show.
All right.
And this one coming up, okay? All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
This has been, listen to it. Just listen. Oh, let's talk about with Ms. Penny on The Buzz, Studio W The Buzz, your global radio network.